Hello there, how are you today?
I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again.
Now I don't want your Rolls Royce, mister. I don't want your pleasure yacht. All I want, just food for my baby, is to me my old job back.
Well, here we go. It's Progressive News Network. We've got Miss Lillian Stombacher and another special guest. Lillian, welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. We're always experimenting with new technology. We're doing a first today. So tell me, what do we have next?
Well, we have live from the front line at the Green Festival. Are you there?
Hi, it's David Lieberson. Yeah, here from the San Francisco Green Festival. How are you?
I'm
David,
fine.
David, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us on. We're excited.
Absolutely.
And having a great day out here in San Francisco.
Tell us more about the Green Festival.
Sure. It's the longest running and largest green living and sustainability event in the country. We have here with us today Dr. Karina Bassler, who's the president of the Green Festival. She's been the president for about 3 years, and she's a longtime vegetarian, 10-year vegan, and personally very passionate about animal rights and its role in the green movement. And so, she can really talk about the Green Festival, and we have her right here.
Fantastic.
Well, welcome.
Take
it
away, Lillian.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time out to join us. So this is the longest running and the largest. What I think when I was there, which is several years ago, probably a decade ago, there were like 1,000 in attendance. Are you still hitting those numbers?
Yeah, per weekend we have between 15,000 and 25,000 attendees, and it really depends, on every city. We are on the East Coast in New York City and in Washington D.C. in the spring, and then for the fall we go to the West Coast for San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Portland. And next year we are also adding Florida.
Wonderful!
Yeah,
that's so exciting. That's where we are.
Very, very cool. Yeah, we all believe, there is no limitation nowadays in doing good, and it's so important for us and for every individual to make a difference. And we also want to show to the people that it's so easy nowadays. It's really up to us. It's up to us as a consumer to decide what we're putting on our plates every day. And here at the Green Festival, we want to show our attendees and our visitors all those great, wonderful products from home and garden, body and health, vegan, vegetarian food. We have toys, green toys for kids. We have pet supplies, and we have a lot of free yoga sessions. And we believe that it also should be fun and entertaining. We don't want to tell people how to live their lives, but we believe that when we're showing them, it's easy, it's accessible, it is affordable, and it's also tasty. And I can guarantee at every Green Festival, when you're leaving in the evening, we will make sure that you're meeting a lot of new like-minded friends and extend your network.
Fantastic. So this show is in particular regarding the textile industry, and we'd love to find out more about what's offered and what has changed over the years in the offerings in textile.
Well, I think we have Nyla Jano here, who's the owner and designer of Terrain Recycled Bags, and she can talk a little bit about, bags and retail and some of that sort of side of the festival.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I own a company called Terrain, and we do utilitarian bags of all types, like messenger bags, backpacks, yoga mat bags, wallets, totes, and they're all made out of recycled materials. So the exterior is made out of bags that were used to transport like fish feed and cement, agricultural goods, grass seed, rice, and the liner is made out of melted plastic bottles. So
wow.
they're all recycled plastics, try to keep plastic out of our landfills and oceans, and
mm-hmm.
they're really durable and lightweight and waterproof.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
No, please.
I designed them, and then I work with artisans in Cambodia who are affected by polio or landmines, and they make them. And I also have a line that's made and sourced in Portland, Oregon.
Wonderful. So you're doing sustainability kind of across the board. How long have you been in business?
5 years.
Okay. All right. And what made you choose recycled plastic as opposed to any of the other sorts of textiles out there that are available?
I really like how durable and lightweight it is, and mm-hmm. I'm partial to designing bags, and it was just
okay.
The material lends itself to strong bags.
I see. And have you?
I'm passionate
are you,
about keeping. About,
so have you been designing? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just how plastic never breaks down, and I'm passionate about keeping it out of the environment.
Out of the landfill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you purchasing or the plastic and then manufacturing, or are you actually doing part of the processing of it, like the reprocessing, the recycling portion of it?
The bags that I get in Portland, I actually have at feed stores, I have containers that are for their customers that bring in their used plastic, their used feed bags, and when their containers get full at these feed stores, I go pick them up. So
mm-hmm.
I collect the feed bags, and then I don't manufacture them, though. I have sewers that I work with.
Oh, okay, so then you just take the material and then just cut it and repurpose it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Fantastic. So are there other... are there players? I mean, our show is sort of specifically about organic cotton. I'm just wondering if there are other providers in the industry that are kind of geared toward organic cotton or hemp,
We have here with us Paul Wallace, who's a partner at Harvest and Mill, and I think he can really talk about organic cotton and mills and the process on, the making of his products.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thank you, Paul. So tell us, what is the name of your business again?
It's called Harvest and Mill, and we can be found online at harvestandmill.com. And
okay.
Basically, we actually are 100% organic. We use 100% organic cotton that's grown in the United States.
Wow.
If we look at the clothing that our population wears here in the United States, less than 2% of it here is produced domestically, and
mm-hmm.
of the organic that's produced in this country, it's minimal, actually a fraction of 1%. So mm-hmm. we're totally in the minority here in what we're doing, but we do work with the farmers that grow the fiber, and we work with the mill that spins it, and we have the fabric commissioned for us, and so we literally are vertically integrated from the farm to the garment, and everything is cut and sewn here in San Francisco, so it's a true domestic product. When we look at organic garments, and a lot of people wear organic cotton garments that come from abroad and they're heavily dyed, which is extremely toxic. And, the pure food movement is about 2 decades ahead of the pure fiber industry, and there's a lot of information out there about food and our food system and eating locally and knowing your farmer, but there's very little out there on the fiber industry, and
mm-hmm.
checking our
yeah.
website, it's a mine of information, and we hope in the future to, our arm is really manufacturing and retailing and wholesaling, but primarily
mm-hmm.
as well, we want to focus on education.
Okay.
People eat 3 square meals a day, but they wear 24 hours a day, they're in touch with their fiber and their fabric. And
right.
if that's conventional and highly toxic, the pores of your body absorb all these toxins through to it. And that's why we're dealing with a lot of health issues, because the immune system just isn't there to tolerate all this toxins from food and other avenues.
So tell us more about the products that you actually have to offer. If our consumers want to go for Christmas and buy gifts and go to your website, what will they find there?
Sure. Right now, we're a fairly new startup. We've been in business for, again, about 5 years. However, it's only in fairly recent times that we've developed a line of it takes a while to build relationships to the point where you can develop your own fabric, commission the fiber and work with the production to get it to a point where you're satisfied with the quality. But we do have organic cotton, primarily T-shirts right now. We do baby blankets, onesies, but that's it pretty much for the offering in the organic cotton at this point in time.
Do you offer other textile products as well?
We do have another non-organic line. However, our focus is primarily on the organic line, really, because that's where we see the education to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic.
So why did you decide on the
onesies and the blankets? I mean, your consumers been asking for those things, or what feedback are you getting from them?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the agricultural industry now, and they talk about glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, as being safe, and it dissolves or dissipates when it goes in the ground. Yet when a baby is born, there are traces of glyphosate in the umbilical cord of the baby. So it obviously is not true that it dissipates. So right now, the baby's immune system is compromised immediately when it's born, or even in the womb. So helping the baby's health by having pure fibers and pure fabrics in close proximity to its skin. The skin is the largest organ in your body, and it absorbs the most toxins. So having a onesie or a baby blanket, which will, I guess, aid the baby's immune system to tolerate other issues that they would be exposed to. We think of the immune system like a barrel or a bucket. And if you can keep that level down at halfway and not overflow, then it really, really aids you. If you're at a point where you're ready to overflow, if your immune system is topped up all the time and it overflows, then it results in things like asthma or other allergies or eczema or other things that people think are external, but they're actually, we believe, coming from the inside.
I see. Now, so you said you've worked to develop your own fabrics. Are you also then utilizing your fabrics to help other manufacturers get started in the industry? Are you doing any private labeling or custom manufacturing for other people?
We absolutely can do private labeling and have done private labeling. And our fabric is or will be available for purchase through other companies as well, but at this point in time, it's just directly through us.
Okay, and then what color are you working with? Dyes? Or are you doing color grown or both?
That's a really good question. And currently, we're literally just doing the natural cotton as Mother Nature intended it to be. So it's the natural color of cotton, and it's undyed and it's unbleached.
Fantastic.
People talk about an organic cotton T-shirt and it's snow white. Well, that's been bleached, and there's most likely formaldehyde in that shirt. So at this point, we are experimenting with natural dyes like indigo and turmeric and several other natural dyes. And the challenge is to have it color fast, but we want to do it in a fashion where it's done naturally. We really don't want to get into any toxins in the dye. So until that to a point where it's commercially viable, we won't offer it, but it's coming.
So indigo is not a color fast dye. That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
It can be. There are ways and means of generating color fastness with natural process. But the original genes, the Levi genes were originally dyed with indigo. And as you wash the gene and keep washing, it will fade over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I know that I love turmeric and I love the idea. I think that a lot of saris for the sages are dyed in turmeric. Isn't that right? I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we look at the turmeric as also being a healthful dye. So turmeric is an herb that aids in inflammation. So I guess if you wear a baseball hat and people with a swelled head, it might work well. That's a joke. So it could be, you know, that you could have healthful clothes as opposed to clothes that were toxic.
Mm-hmm. So going back, I'm sorry, to the organizer of the festival, the president, are you still there with us? I can barely hear you. Are you there?
Hello? Yes, I'm
Hi.
Here.
Hi. Okay. So when did the festival move from being, I think it was just in San Francisco for a very long time. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is our 15 years anniversary. It was started 15 years ago here in San Francisco by Global Exchange and Green America. And over those 15 years, we have extended with additional cities I mentioned earlier, Los Angeles, Portland, New York, Washington, D.C., and for next year, we want to go to the Southeast and also trying to green Florida.
Okay.
May I ask
so right
a question?
Now, Oh, sure.
You mentioned you're coming to Florida. Have you picked a location in Florida yet?
Yes. We are going to be in Fort Lauderdale, which is which is only 30 minutes from Miami. So we're really trying to bring in the bigger area, Fort Lauderdale and Miami Beach, and, of course, everyone who's interested in living green.
Yeah.
You know,
so
You've clearly done a good job picking a location, because that location is between Boca to the north, which is a very progressive area, generally speaking, for Florida, and Miami. So Fort Lauderdale, you've done a wonderful job picking that. I was wondering if I could ask a question. You mentioned that there's fun involved. Could you give us kind of a sense? You know, we're all the way out here on the East Coast, and you know, you've said you've got fun, you've got food, you've got fabrics and other materials. Give us a sense of the kind of the range of vendors that you have at your Green Fest.
Thank you for asking that. That's a very good question. At each show, we have between 200 and 300 vendors, and we're really trying to cover actually every range, what it takes to work, live, and play green. And it starts in the morning where everyone has to eat. So we have a very wide range of vegan, vegetarian vendors with chocolate bars. We also have a food court that people can see that it's very, very tasteful to enjoy a plant-based diet. But we also have home and garden products. We have toys for kids. We really try to cover every aspect of an everyday life of every person. We are very consumer-friendly. Because this is what drives us forward. We really want to remind everyone that it's up to us as an individual to make a difference. It's easy to look at the government and look at the companies and look at other countries, what doesn't work. But let's look at us and let's be positive and say, okay, we as a consumer, we can create the demand for the companies to move in the right direction. And at the Green Festivals, we believe that we can show our attendees there are so many great and inspiring and new and tasty products out there which you can very easily integrate in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. If I can ask one more question along those same lines. Several years ago, I was out in Denver, and I attended a green festival of sorts that had a range of material. And among the things that surprised me was not only outdoor solar cookers, which are very nice, they had solar lawnmowers, they had green burial supplies where you would literally help to fertilize a tree, organic coffins. I imagine you have a wide range of materials, and on your website is some of this wide range of, you said 300 vendors or so. That's amazing. That's fantastic. Good job.
Thank you.
Absolutely. When are you going to be in Florida exactly?
In Portland, we will be December, the weekend around December 9th, and we're going to be open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Portland, Oregon. Yes, at the Oregon Convention Center.
Okay. And then you have another show closer to Christmas?
Well, actually, the Portland date, it is tailored for the holiday season, so for everyone who's looking for gifts. This will be the perfect show to go to. But also here in San Francisco this weekend, because we're very close to Thanksgiving, people and local attendees, they really take advantage in a very good way, and they're looking for healthy, sustainable, and green gifts for their family and friends, and that makes us very happy.
That's wonderful. Now, when is your Florida show?
The Florida show will be December 2nd and 3rd, Saturday and Sunday, at the Florida, at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center in 2017. And in the meantime, I really would like to encourage everyone to go on our website, greenfestivals.org, and also check out our online store, because every vendor has the opportunity to upload all their products, unlimited range of products, online, so that every consumer can check out the vendors, not just here in San Francisco, but year-round, 365 days, and just order directly from the vendor online.
Nice. So what are you hearing back from the consumer about what they want? What's missing for them?
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering about what the consumer is feeding back to you in terms of what more they want at the Green Festival. What are they seeking that they're not yet finding?
Well, I believe as we're all very individual, everyone is interested in different aspects of green. And most people who come to our show, they are already green and they really believe in the sustainable movement, which is awesome. So, of course, we're trying to cover as many segments and vendors as possible in categories, but of course there are very niche segments which we do not always cover. We still work closely with the Green Burial people. I believe this is a wonderful cause, and it's very important what a lot of people don't even recognize or think about.
Green Burial.
Also, yeah, I mean, it's basically, that means
it's a compostable coffin.
Where we're coming from. I think it is. Yes.
Okay.
And we're always happy for feedback from people where we can add new segments. And the whole sustainable movement is progressing, thankfully, because we're really trying to mitigate climate change. And that's why it's important to listen to the people, listen to the attendees, and we're really trying to integrate whatever it takes to help the rest of the planet.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, is there anything more that you'd like to share with us?
Well, we would like to encourage everyone to come to one of our shows. We're nationwide, and also check out our website and our vendors online. We're also very present on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And I would like to encourage everyone just to protect the planet and to be reminded that it's really, really up to us to make the right purchase decision, if it's fashion, if it's clothing, whatever you eat every day, it's really up to us. And we should be the benchmark and the role model we would like to see for other people.
Great. And then your next show on the East Coast, when is that?
The next show will be in May, actually on Mother's Day weekend in May in Washington, D.C., at the D.C. Convention Center.
And both of those are in May, you said?
Washington, D.C. will be in May, and then in June we will be in New York City at the Javits Convention Center.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, all right.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like a wonderful project.
Thank
you. All right, have a wonderful weekend. Thanks all of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Lillian, let me ask you, you've done a wonderful job bringing these guests to us. What did you learn? What were the things that surprised you the most about this this organic cotton and the organic movement in general? What did you learn? And what do you think the important takeaways are?
Well, I'm really happy to find out about the global organic textile certification. I had no idea that had happened. I knew that, there was the USDA certification and, certification from Oregon Tilth. So that's a really wonderful development. I was extremely happy to hear about Under the Canopy opening up manufacturing and facilitating others getting into the industry. It was very shocking to hear that there was only 2% of the all the organic cotton being manufactured in the United States, and we really need to change that. I mean, if we are as an organic and sustainable oriented people, serious, then we need to look at that carbon footprint from the transportation, and we need to, that's a prime opportunity for job development. So that was, I'm very happy and encouraged that people are moving in that direction. The plastic, I love the way that this young lady is doing it, because I know that recycling plastic can be an extremely toxic proposition. Even though you're pulling stuff out of, that would otherwise go into the landfill, when it's gone through certain processes, it can create a lot more pollution. So the fact that she is, using it and repurposing it rather than remanufacturing was very encouraging. And so kudos to her for that. And kind of that's my takeaway. I'm excited about what's happening in the industry. I'd like to find out more about what the consumer's thinking, what they're really looking for, particularly as it comes to organic cotton. And when we do our live interviews tomorrow, then we will find out more about that.
Okie doke. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I can't, my screen is gone.